I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we're going to talk about hustle culture and wellness culture. Both are interesting areas, and I think sometimes it's hard to define where we fall into, where Girls with Goals falls into, because I think we're somewhere in between. Like, I hope that when you think of us, you don't think, like, you know, super hardcore hustle, but you also don't think, like, super soft wellness. I feel like, you know, people who are avid listeners to us and the different topics we talk about and the things that we think, you would kind of feel like we're somewhere in between. And so we kind of want to talk about these extremes of hustle culture, wellness culture, where we think they go right, kind of start a debate between the two.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I've said it before and I'll say it again, like, we'll talk about it in this episode, but I think hustle culture is a lot of wasted energy on talking about what you're going to do rather than actually doing it, or just like feeding into a kind of negative tone. You could still get the same things accomplished, but have a really high stress energy around it. Whereas sometimes I also think wellness culture has a lot of excuses being made and people not actually doing anything. So I hope that you guys think of us, and I like to think of us as somewhere in between where, you know, we're trying to take the stress out and trying to help ourselves and all of you guys listening understand that you don't need to be overwhelmed or super stressed or like force yourself into these negative patterns to get things done, but you still should and can get a ton of stuff done and live your life to the fullest and take control of everything and do everything for yourself and continue learning and continue taking more independence in different areas of your life and gaining more responsibilities. So there's an in-between that is still so strong. It's not a cop-out. It's not a front. And the cop-out being wellness culture and the front being hustle culture, it's a place where you actually get stuff done and a place where everyone probably should be.
Yeah. I think wanting to talk about this kind of came about, we've been talking a lot about hustle culture recently in ways that, you know, it can be kind of toxic, in ways that we feel like we've kind of fallen into it in the past, I think for me, I definitely have a lot of inner turmoil between hustle culture and wellness culture. I think, like, I have a pretty ambitious, driven personality, and I think I've been prone to hustle culture a little bit my whole life, just thinking back to ways that just, like, I've kind of tried to commit myself, like, 100% to things. Like, I've always gotten motivation for something and then run with it 100%, but I know that in doing that, like, also comes a lot of pressures and a lot of added stressors where it can take away a lot from other parts of life. And I've been trying to find a little bit more of the in-between the past few years, because I know that in the past, like, being completely into hustle culture, I've overloaded myself, that then I was completely unwell. But then at the same time, when I focus more on my wellness, even though I find more peace, sometimes then I feel this guilt for, like, not working as hard as I once did. So I definitely kind of have this personal tug of war in between the two.
But the thing about overloading yourself with hustle culture is a lot of the time you're just putting things on your calendar to put things on your calendar and act busy. And a lot of times you're talking about how stressed you are and how busy you are and how blah, 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 how much you're doing, because you just want to say you're doing stuff. You're not actually doing stuff.
Yeah, hustle culture, I think sometimes
it's just an
doesn't
act. Like,
lean
it's all
into, like, the work in silence mentality. It can be work pretty loudly, but you see the TikTok,
the Instagram thing, and it's that, like, AI voice, and it's like, work in silence. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, still, that is hustle. Like, you're still, work in silence, tell people what you're up to, whatever. Just do the things you say you're going to do and do them, like, the amount of energy that it takes to fully commit yourself to something and fully complete something that you are putting your mind to, or fully, like, give it your all, that shouldn't leave space for you to talk about it and be like, ah, I'm going to go and I have to do all this. I have to do all this. Like, I'm so stressed. I'm so busy. Don't talk to me. I have to. Of course, there are moments like that. But if that is your culture, like, who you're equating yourself and your persona and everything you are to be, that is not helpful for yourself, and it's not helpful for what you're trying to do. What is helpful, and Karen was talking about this with, like, feeling guilty for, like, having inner peace. That's just the cop-out with the wellness culture. Inner peace in this sense of, like, oh, I feel guilty, I'm not doing anything, but I'm striving for inner peace. No, you're striving to not do anything with your life.
I am striving to do lots of things with my life, but
I'm not saying that about you, I'm saying that about the two extremes of hustle culture and, like, this fake wellness culture, where it's strive for inner peace equals I don't do anything because, ooh, that's bad. Now I'm entering into, like, bad
equals
territory.
Not being able to do anything with any drive that might cause you to have some stressful moments, or maybe, you know, protecting your peace so hard that you're not able to have a difficult conversation when necessary.
I'm protecting my peace. Like,
yeah,
no, go about life like a functioning person. You don't have to buy into these, like, major massive extremes where it's just, like, a front and you're taking yourself away from who you actually are and what you're actually trying to accomplish in order to feed into these cultures. By no means am I saying that there are parts of these cultures that are not good. Like, there are so many parts of every culture. And we've talked about this when we talk about social media, because that's a place where a lot of people get their extremism. You show up on social media as a niche being, a niche persona. Like, that is totally fine and normal, and that's how it should be. Like, that is a one representation of how you present yourself. And so, of course, we're going to see all these accounts and posts that are very niche down and very specific to either hustle culture or wellness culture, or something like that. People doing their day in the lives, people doing those AI generated things that are like hustle culture. I've made $100,000 today. Like, not everyone on the internet has made $100,000 today. Like, it's crazy stuff, crazy claims that are so strong that are making people feel bad about themselves and what they're doing in both ways. So that when you're actually sitting there doing real things and committing yourself to things you want to do while also having responsibilities and going about your day and making time for friends and doing all these things and living a well-rounded life, you feel like you are doing the wrong thing because you're not 1,000,000% into one of these, like, massive extremes that bars you from living a well-rounded life. It bars you from living normally.
Yeah, that was really well put. I think hustle culture puts the emphasis completely on your external efforts and achievements, whereas extreme wellness culture puts the emphasis on your personal well-being and peace over anything else. And I think that truly there is some in between, because I get, you know, so much personal growth and well-being and peace from working hard and achieving things. But when it comes from that intrinsic place, not from the extremely external place that hustle culture can put it. And also a lot of the time this completely, you know, evades the responsibility of, you know, just being a human, being a part of a family, running, you know, a household, cleaning your apartment, cooking for yourself, like all of these things that you have to do, like on a day-to-day basis, like managing relationships, things like that. It doesn't really
going
leave
to
time
a job
and space for that. Yeah, like literally going
to a job
that
maybe it's not your favorite thing in the world, but like it's how you're paying rent and it's how you're getting along, and like that is a pool of people and an activity for the day, and like I'm sure you have a tiny bit of enjoyment, or can find a tiny, tiny bit of enjoyment out of it. Even if that enjoyment is like, wow, this is paying for me to go to a nice gym. It's paying for me to be able to buy groceries and cook nice meals. It's paying for me to live in a city that fits me. It's paying for, like, I'm sacrificing maybe I don't love my job so that I can do this. Or you're sacrificing maybe I don't love this city so I can work this job or whatever. Those are like things that we have to do as people. And again, showing up on social media, people don't show that side. Even we sit here and we're talking about this, we don't show that side of us on the internet, because that's a personal thing. Like that'd be odd if everyone was showing that side. If people got on their soapbox on the internet, every single person, obviously people do, and you're like, oh, maybe talk to your friends and family about this before sharing it on the internet. But no one is going to talk about that side. So you're not going to see that side. What you're going to see on the internet is these kind of niche extreme ways. But I think the difference in seeing how people show up is obviously you can pick people out and say, wow, they're feeding into hustle culture, or they're feeding into like the cop-out wellness culture because of the energy that is brought with it. And with hustle culture, a lot of the energy is like very high stress for no reason, very
dark. They've got the exposure turned all the way down.
Very like facey, like comparison pit, like fake goals, I think. Fake goals almost. Like when you feed into hustle culture, you feed into wellness culture, into these cultures, your goals are almost set for you. And they're not necessarily things that you want to do.
It's
the goals
personal.
Being hustle culture. And again, these are generalized, stereotypical, like, extremes. But hustle culture. I need to wake up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym and lift weights and be gigantic. And also, I need to eat, like, very clean carnivore, whatever. And I need to have a side hustle and be turning, like,
five figures a month.
Like, I need, whatever. I need to have, like, two friends. I need to hole up in my apartment and just work all day. I need to have a side hustle and it needs to take off. And like, that needs to be my entire personality and the only thing I do, because if I do anything else, I am wasting my time.
Yeah. Whereas extreme wellness culture, the goals that are cut out
la,
for you,
la,
like
la,
almost,
la,
I almost think it's taken away, because, you know, wellness at its core is literally just about like your personal well-being and your personal growth and
being healthy.
And there are so many ways you can do that. But also like when we see it on the internet and stuff, it feels like this extreme, like, oh, the way for me to do that is to have a really clean, bright, expensive apartment and wear, you know, aloe yoga sets and actually not like drip a drop of sweat and always have like my makeup and hair done perfectly and just like look thin in an aloe yoga set, and I need to drink matcha and
that's
I need
all
to,
awesome but
and
like
I, yeah
that's
like all of these things
you.
And I'm like, those are not, that's not actually what wellness is. And like, I need to drink my tea and do a hair mask every night, like all of these things.
I don't like drinking tea at night. I don't like reading at night because I want to go to sleep in 2 seconds.
Like,
but
it feels like this
every single person.
Really,
and again, going
personal.
Back to the internet, because that's where we're seeing all these like examples, and that's where we're learning these habits from, which is a great thing because that is how we both got exposed to a lot of like actual healthy habits and lifestyles. That's how, if you guys are here listening, I'm sure that's how you've been exposed to a lot of these things. And we've lived both sides of this because the internet. And I think everyone goes through the phases, and we're not saying it's, if you're in hustle culture, whatever, we're just having a conversation about it. So don't,
because I've
feel
I've
too
done
personally
both.
Attacked because I've done personally hustle attacking, so hard. attacking ourselves right here. Of it. But when I scroll on the internet and see people's like nighttime routine and it's all the same and it's made up of stuff that I just don't want in my life. I'm sure they have a benefit in some way. I'm sure they have a benefit to that person probably, maybe, or they're just doing it for the internet. They have a benefit to some people and that should be a step in some people's nighttime routine. Not a step in mine because I don't like it, but I feel like I have to drink tart cherry juice sleepy mocktail every night. I feel like I have to spray lavender on my pillow. I feel like I have to blah, 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 because that's just what this lifestyle is. That's what the lifestyle is. That's what I have to do to be well. This culture. When that's so not the case, you can pick and choose and you should be picking and choosing from all these. That's why this exposure to these niched things are great. Obviously, some people are going to be more specific into certain things and certain lifestyles than others. No one person is 100% one lifestyle. You may be 80% one lifestyle, one culture, but you're going to have influences in other aspects of different things, which is why we're picking and choosing and understanding them. By no means do you have to feel guilty or feel like you have to 100% be fully hustle culture or fully wellness culture or fully any other pocket of this culture type stuff that you're seeing on the internet.
Yeah. My experience is like hustle, times where I've been more hustle have brought really good things out of them, but they have never been sustainable and they have always been like somewhat personally detrimental. Like they've helped me build external things. They've helped me build external things and success in different ways that have really helped my life and that I've been proud of, but they've never been sustainable. And so, for example, that's like, you know, when I first started building my social media, I was 100 million percent committed and was like, that is what I was spending every minute strategizing on, doing, creating, thinking about. With this podcast as well, like we work so hard to build this show and to create it from an idea onto that. And so there were times at the beginnings of those things where like it really took over my life and felt like this big hustle. And of course I would not trade for the world what we've been able to create for that. But I know that they had also led to an overload of stress in my life, to, you know, blocking out other parts of my life and lasting negative effects that like I had to then work to undo. So as much as I was able to get the positives of like, you know, being able to just roll with an idea and totally lean into the ambition of it and, you know, build some resilience and, you know, learn that I can work really hard and I can actually build something, a lot of it came with these negative lasting effects too, of just overstressing, of burning out from it and not being able to sustain it, and from, you know, having to then kind of unlearn some of those things. At the same time, leaning into completely wellness has like never worked for me, because I'm never going to be the person who has, you know, the most perfectly organized and clean room. I'm never going to be the person who has, like, I'm not making like a blueberry syrup matcha every day, as much as I like matcha and do that. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm not doing these things. And so it makes you feel guilty,
but
to not do those perfect things. Yeah, I know. And Catherine bought coconut milk the other day to make matcha. That was awesome. So that's kind of my experience on both sides of it, where I'm like, I've never been able to completely lean into the specific wellness culture, because I think I like health and fitness. I like the wellness side, but I think I like a more just like, you know, personal mission, personal kind of grind mode of health and fitness a little bit more than I like the like wellness having to check the box of like all these pretty perfect things, as much as I, you know, do like a pretty workout set and do like a hair mask in a clean room and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just not perfect one way or another. So that's kind of what we are getting at today.
Wait, I think my stance on that is a like same, I premise. Guess we're agreeing that like extreme cultures aren't the best. However, I have more of an issue with the hustle culture grind mode than I do with the wellness mode. By all means, I will sit there, and I said this to Karen the other day, I'll see people on the internet talking about wellness culture, I'm like, you do nothing with your life. And obviously I don't know these people, but I'm like, you are on there talking to people who have 9-to-5 jobs. They have responsibilities. They have things to do. Yeah. They are not in the same tax bracket as these massive influencers who are posting on the internet, like,
wellness.
Their job, they've gotten to a point where they are now, like, financially free. It pays a lot of money. They're living in these gorgeous apartments. They get all of their stuff sent for free. Blah, blah, blah. They don't have, again, stereotyping, a lot of those responsibilities daily.
Yeah.
Like, the difference between not having to wake up at a certain time to go to work for the entire day, like,
yeah,
most of the people on this planet do, is so different. And they're getting on the internet. And I'm like, by all means, so great for them. That is so sick. And honestly, we live
similar lives. We do that as well. Somewhere
in between. So I'm not like harping on it, but I just think it's a little crazy that these people are getting on the internet and being the influence to a lot of people who just do not have the same opportunities to wake up and clean their apartment slowly in the morning and then go to the gym at 11 when the rush hour is over. And then also like take a workout class and like go get a coffee out and like stroll around and window shop on a Tuesday afternoon every single week. And I just think it's so silly that that is like the blueprint for all these people who are in very different situations. And again, it can be an aspiration. It can be a goal. It can be like,
that can be what your mentor, Saturday can look like.
Your Pinterest board. It can be a weekend. It can be a manifestation. It can be whatever, but that being the end all be all, this is who I like, you're trying to be that when you're not completely in that situation, is so backwards. Because you can pull inspiration, you can pull habits, and you can pull ways of life into your own life for that, which is what a lot of people do. But I do think it gets lost in translation with tons of people who are seeing this wellness culture type people as the blueprint. I think it's getting lost in translation where people see this and they see either hustle culture extremes or wellness culture extremes like this, and they say, wow, I need to be that or I'm not good enough, rather than, wow, that looks so cool. I want to pull this into my routine. Like, maybe on the weekend I'm going to do this I'm going to go window shopping and like take my time and clean my apartment. Very different perspectives and very different energies coming back to you and very different outputs coming back to you. So the perspective switch on that is like insanely different and insanely important with all of this. My point being, I have a different perspective on hustle culture versus wellness culture than Caroline. Caroline said she's more into the grind mode than I'm going to have a perfectly clean aesthetic apartment and like whatever. I'm going to have a perfectly clean aesthetic apartment because I like that, but I'm also going to wake up and go to the gym and go to my job because I have multiple jobs and I'm in school because I like filling my life with stuff. I'm still going to do a ton of stuff with my life and enjoy that thoroughly and do that to the fullest, but I'm not going to make it grind, grind, grind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my best explanation of this energy is.
Well, I think that I like our in between a lot. And I think that it is helpful that, you know, as much as we are on the internet and we do work as influencers, like, we're, you know, I have 100,000 followers. I don't have a million. Like, I work with brands. I get things sent to me, but I do not feel like I'm entitled to, like, be sent every single product in the best of the best. Like, I'm not just going to go, like, ask any luxury brand and they're going to say, you know, I'm not in that position that some people are. I also have always been in school. I also have a lot of the time worked other jobs. And I think that that kind of, and in Catherine the same, and I think that kind of grounds us as somewhere in the in-between where we've been able to, like, at different points in our lives, really embrace either side of these things and be exposed to it and realize that, like, you know, having every single one of the best products out there and doing wellness 100% and not necessarily, like, working otherwise, it actually isn't the end-all be-all, even if it makes for an aesthetic video, because there's a lot of life that you don't get to experience even if it looks perfectly.
This show's almost 3 years old, which, side note, it's like 3 years old in a week, which is kind of sick. Wow. But for the past 3 years, we've been fully doing the show while fully being college students. We started right before our sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 years, not only have we been fully doing the show, fully being college students, but I've also fully been working a like corporate job for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's flexible and everything works because I've set boundaries and like figured it out. But that is a lot of stuff. And I also hang out with my friends and I also go to the beach and also whatever. That is a ton of stuff. I'm relaxed because I enjoy it all and I put my best foot forward in this, in a way, in an energy of like, wow, I really like this. This is feeding into this side of my personality. This is feeding into this side of my personality. This is feeding into this. This is serving this purpose and this purpose and this purpose and finding a balance. And yes, there are times like today I have everything at once. I have school to do because I'm doing a summer independent study. I have the podcast to record. I have people to see and I have things to film. Like I have every single thing happening at once and I'm a little stressed.
Yeah.
But yesterday, it was a Saturday, granted, but all I did was like,
we surfed,
go to the beach and hang out and surf and like see friends that are visiting. Finding that balance in doing both, doing everything. Of course, you're going to have times where it's super stressful and super relaxed. Of course, you're going to experience those extremes from time to time. The difference.
Starting to learn Mandarin on Rosetta Stone is such a core memory for Caroline and I. I remember when our dad first started traveling for work and was using Rosetta Stone himself, we'd hop on the computer after him and do the lessons too. Fast forward, we ended up moving to Hong Kong and learning Mandarin, and it actually became such a core part of who we are. Languages connect you to people, maybe your family or new friends, and to cultures so strongly. I think language learning is such a lifelong hobby, which is why Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership is so amazing. I'm using Rosetta Stone all over again now to brush up on my Mandarin and get my skills back to fluent. Rosetta Stone has 25 languages you can learn through their intuitive and immersive approach to help you language learn effectively. So don't put off learning that new language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Is I'm not seeking out the stressors. I'm not seeking out, wow, this is the only way that I can be successful if I'm super hyper stressed and doing too much in a bad way, in a debilitating way. Or the only way that I can be successful and well and like peaceful is by doing absolutely nothing. No, that is a waste of your time and energy on both accounts. With hustle culture and extreme that way, that's a waste of your time because the energy you're spending stressing, you could spend cleaning your room, taking a shower, relaxing, rejuvenating, because that's maybe 10% of your energy, your actual output. But that changes so much. That gives you, if you take that 10% and just don't waste your time burning it on pretending to be stressed and pretending to be busy, you have time to do the things that are actually on your to-do list. It's really not that deep. And of course you're going to get stressed and overwhelmed from time to time. But not every day. You're not, and it's weird to be seeking that out. And I'm saying that as someone who has been in that place. Like when we were first starting the show, that was the place we were both at. And part of it was we just didn't know any better. And honestly, we didn't have anything else to do with our time. It was COVID and we were in like college and there was really nothing to do out. And like no one had any friends because we weren't allowed to go outside. Had so much extra time.
That's
what else was I to do but be stressed out and pretend I had stuff going on in my life? But it's just so different and so unnecessary. And I think obviously we have to go through it and experience it like anything in order to realize that and then never go back. Because that's the difference is I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I don't think I will ever go back to a fully hustle culture life.
No, I think because it's
I know that it's so easy. Once you make the switch, it is so easy to do I'm doing way more with my life successfully than I was when I was in the hustle culture mentality.
Because I think so it's dropping the pressure for it to be, for it to have to be perfect and for you to be successful in something, for it to have to right. take over your whole life, because that's not true.
I'm
that's
so much narrative. More successful. I do so much more stuff.
And you also I enjoy are more it calm so much more.
I'm
better
calmer.
Social
I'm
life.
More confident. I do more in my personal life. Like, there is just no need for that. Of course, there are some sprints. There are some like, oh, sorry, can't talk. I got to put my head down and do some stuff. That's going to be me tonight and tomorrow. And I'm the type of person where I will bucket things and like put things into little sprints like that. Like if I'm studying for finals, I will do nothing but sit in my room and study for the entire day and then I'm good. But that's not me every day.
So I want to talk a little more specifically about hustle culture pros, wellness culture pros, and then what I see as the cons of each. And then maybe me as I'm working it out in my head and talking about it, and also you as you're listening, can kind of decide, well, what are these pros that are actually the most important for me? And what are these cons that I am wanting to avoid at all costs, because those actually sound like they would ruin my life and be debilitating? And then you can be much more aware of how to find your balance when you go in between. So I think that the pros for hustle culture are, you know, at the base of it, it really promotes drive and ambition. And that is a really, really good feeling. Like, to feel ambitious about something, to feel driven to do something, is such a good feeling. Like, it gives you a little direction in your life. It makes you feel like you have a purpose. You feel so proud when you're accomplishing things and you're working hard. Like, that really feeds into your self-confidence and your own purpose. And so hustle culture, at the end of the day, it does promote a strong work ethic and encourages you to lean into that ambition. When you do that, you know, you'll likely build confidence through executing your ideas. You're going to learn lots of skills. You can network with other people. And so I think that, you know, being able to lean into that drive and ambition and feel those things is definitely a big pro to hustling at its baseline. There's also financial gain, which is not necessarily like an immediate or a guaranteed of hustle culture, but I think that it's what a lot of it is about when you're kind of on that like career-wise hustle, entrepreneurial type hustle.
You learn a lot of like financial discipline and motivation and like understanding in this zone. I feel like it puts money a little bit into perspective, and if not into like realistic perspective, it puts like financial goals into your head.
Yeah, well, when you have some sort of side hustle or when you're working really hard, like a lot of the time that means pursuing something of a higher income or pursuing multiple income streams at a time, working extra hours. It could also, though, if it's like a bit more entrepreneurial thing, meaning you're working really hard for maybe like a future financial gain that is a little bit uncertain. You know, maybe it's not
sacrifices.
Something that's going to happen. Yeah, maybe it's sacrifices.
Sacrifices and risks fall into the hustle culture.
Yeah.
That's not a core value of like the wellness culture, calmer side.
Yeah.
But sacrifices and risks are something that are so prevalent and important in anyone's life.
Yeah. And so, you know, hustle culture can, in a way, like lead to faster achievement of financial goals. You know, maybe you're able to save way more money than you expect, and you're making more money, or you're budgeting better and you're being able to save your money. And all of a sudden, like, you can pay off student loans. You can buy things that you want to buy. You can invest your money. And that's like a really exciting thing. It can help you be way more financially independent if it is kind of in a financial gain route. I think hustle culture can also help you build a lot of resilience because, you know, if you are constantly pushing yourself, then you are going to be constantly kind of facing challenges head on, having to work through things, whether it's like a personal skill of like, I have to push through, you know, being a bit tired and being stressed right now, but having things that I signed up for and I said I was going to do and I want to push through and have to do them. It could also be like working with other people. It could be figuring out boundaries for yourself. I think that you do build a sense of resilience and adaptability, and working through those problems can help you develop a strong personal sense of perseverance and some problem-solving skills. So I do think that, you know, as opposed to wellness culture, you're kind of facing more things head on with hustle culture, and it can really help you build that personal resilience, perseverance, maybe become a stronger person in that way. Also, I think specifically in your 20s, the extra energy that we have, the lack of significant personal obligations, like, you know, for the majority of us, having children, having a mortgage to pay off, having like a super specific career that we're honed into, having super defined schedules as we're figuring out, and maybe we're students and maybe we're kind of changing jobs and things like that. All of this flexibility makes it easier to pursue more ideas. And so leaning into some of those aspects of hustle culture can open up a lot more opportunities for you. You know, it can expose you to a wide range of opportunities. It can help you figure out what you're passionate about or things that you want to avoid. And it can also just give you experience in trying things and working hard. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities and doors you can open when you lean into a bit of a hustle. And then, of course, for some, hustle culture can also lead to a lot of success and maybe earlier success because you're doing it faster and you're doing it younger, and that early momentum can definitely, you know, put you at an advantage in establishing a long-term, more successful career. At the same time, though, when we lean into it so fully, there are a lot of cons, and one of the biggest ones that I think comes with that is burnout. One of the biggest risks of hustle culture in general is burnout, because if you're constantly working yourself without adequate rest or downtime, you know, that leads to both mental and physical exhaustion. And that not only in the moment can negatively impact your productivity, your creativity by being able to think clearly, but also your overall well-being and your long-term well-being, because, you know, it's really hard to come back from a burnout. The harder you crash, the harder it is to come back, because it almost creates this like slight aspect of trauma of like, I know what that felt like and I don't want to go through it again. And it's really hard for yourself to come back and get back into it after that.
Or you're just like averse to it. You're like, eh, I'm done. I don't really have the energy for it.
Yeah.
At all. And then it gets too far down the line that you're like, oh, I'm now so far beyond that. Eh.
Eh.
And then you just don't.
Yeah. I think burnout's probably like the biggest con, the biggest risk, I guess, of hustle culture. But there's also things that happen, you know, burnout can happen kind of like towards the end of that, or as a side, like as a more long-term effect of that. But there are also things that kind of are side effects in the midst of it. One of those being neglecting your personal life, because, you know, if you're focusing on work 24/7, focusing on this mission 24/7, that can obviously lead to neglecting personal relationships, hobbies, your own self-care. Whereas, like, it's so essential to also have a life outside of work, to build meaningful relationships in your life, to develop a sense of identity beyond your career. Those things are so important for you to do. Also, in the moment, it might set some unrealistic expectations, especially if you kind of dive into the social media sphere of it or to the real life sphere of it, and you're comparing yourself to other people and what they've accomplished and how hard they've worked, seemingly. Because accomplishments are not always a direct correlation of how hard someone works. You know, a lot of people work very, very hard, and they have all different types of external ways to show that. But hustle culture can definitely create some unrealistic expectations about success and productivity. And it can lead to feelings of inadequacy if you don't feel like you're hustling as hard as others, or if your success doesn't come as quickly or with as much external validation as other people. It can make you feel like, well, I'm working just as hard. Why aren't people recognizing me that way? Why am I not getting the same success? Because at the end of the day, things are always a combination of hard work, the place that you start and the opportunities that you're exposed to, a bit of luck, and also just different routes in different industries come with different outcomes. And it's not always a direct correlation of like how hard one is working. And so there can also be this false notion of self-worth that comes with it, because hustle culture can tie your self-worth to that productivity and to that external success and work achievements. And so that can definitely make it difficult to feel personally fulfilled or satisfied unless, if you're not like constantly achieving things or constantly moving forward in things, because it puts this overemphasis on your career and on this external success. Then when it comes to wellness culture, there are things that like at the core of wellness are so important, like specifically physical health and mental health. Wellness culture, you know, it emphasizes movement, regular exercise, having a balanced diet, overall just like living a healthy lifestyle, which, you know, of course leads to better physical health, which is super, super important. It also often is going to emphasize things like meditation, mindfulness, stress management, things like that, that are really important for your mental health and kind of being in tune with yourself. And so it has some mental health benefits too. I think wellness culture also, more so than hustle culture that is talking about a lot of external things, it really can increase your self-awareness because it promotes a lot of self-reflection. It encourages you to tune into, you know, your personal needs and emotions. It can help you understand yourself better. Maybe develop a little bit more emotional intelligence. I'm not sure. Maybe that one is, you could kind of argue in either way. But I think wellness culture in general promotes a bit more of a balanced lifestyle, you know, a balance between work and personal life and self-care. And it can help you prevent burnout and, you know, maybe have an overall better quality of life on a day-to-day basis. And then I also think that it promotes, you know, positive social connection maybe a bit more. Like, even though you're going to maybe network with people and meet people and maybe meet some like-minded people through hustle culture, it is very, like, external-based, whereas, you know, on a wellness culture front, it might foster a bit more community centered around, you know, more peaceful things and health and well-being. But where the kind of negatives come on with wellness culture are when it becomes commercialization of it, I think, is like really the biggest thing, because wellness culture has become such a lucrative industry. Like, there are so many companies out there. There are so many different boutique fitness classes, so many different athleisure brands, so many different supplements, so many different things that people just make you think that you need, when like a lot of those things can be good for you, but it's really just a personal choice. And so that can lead to this promotion of all these different expensive products, things that just might not be necessary or effective. And there's this huge pressure to conform to certain trends because trends are ever changing. And so that can obviously lead to feelings of inadequacy on their own if you don't have as many products, or you don't have as clean and bright and big of a space as someone else, then maybe you feel like you'll never be able to be peak wellness, when really that's not what wellness is about. It's about this, it's about your internal well-being. It's not about like conforming or meeting all of these external expectations. There is obviously, as in Catherine mentioned a lot in the beginning, a lot of exclusivity and privilege that comes with it. You know, wellness culture can sometimes be exclusive and cater to the people who have the most time and money and resources to engage in all of these different wellness activities.
And that's wellness culture. That's not necessarily wellness. Because no matter what your situation is, no matter what, you can find pockets of wellness and like healthy habits to whatever extent you're capable of in the moment, whatever. The difference between having healthy habits and trying to adopt healthy habits and be a healthy person so that you can feel good and be and like function better and take care of your responsibilities better, the difference between that and wellness culture is exclusivity and privilege. It's, I'm in this culture, I'm in this special club, I don't have any of those responsibilities. I am capable of affording this, and I'm capable of sacrificing my daily responsibilities, or I just don't have daily responsibilities, so I can just focus on this health and wellness and like go to these boutique fitness classes and grocery shop at Whole Foods every single day and like make all these green juices and like healthy supplements at home because I have the time and the money and facilities to do so.
Yeah.
Very, very different. And that is barring people out of actually being healthy, because then you see this on the internet, you see these perfectly depicted lifestyles. And not only is it perfectly depicted lifestyles, but it is so staged in a way to make it look good. And I've talked about this before. I like making videos and finding camera angles to like make apartment better. Like, that is what everything should be on the internet. It is an art form at this point in the world. If you're making good quality content, it's gonna make your lifestyle look so, so good and so much better than it actually is. Not saying that your lifestyle, that their lifestyles are bad, but I'm saying it just like emphasizes everything. Our Boston apartment, I took videos in it and like the videos looked good. However, our Boston apartment, it was a good apartment. Not the most aesthetically pleasing. It was like a dingy old walk up, like typical apartment.
Like it had a little brick. It had perfect, a little bright light. Fine. There are things that you could work with.
And it was also like a split level, like microscopic. So whatever you think is a small apartment, just like cut it in half and stack that on top of each other so it feels even smaller. And when people would come over for the first time, they'd be like, oh, wow, I thought this looked way different. And it was because I was putting the camera in different places. And if I was filming my room, the camera would be actually outside of my door so that you couldn't see the door frame, but you could see my entire room. And then my room looked way bigger and also brighter because I filmed on the left side of the room and not the right side because the sun came in on that direction through my one singular window. And I didn't film the kitchen because the kitchen didn't match. And I didn't film this, whatever. Didn't film the bathroom because the bathroom wasn't nice. Like,
yeah,
you do those things. And that is a normal thing to do. And I think, like, again, it's art. It's like filmmaking to a very, very basic level. That breeds exclusivity and privilege and feels like, oh, because I don't have this and don't live this way and my life doesn't look exactly like these people that I'm seeing on the internet with these, at age 24, high-rise, gigantic apartment for $6,000 a month by yourself. Like, that is so abnormal. But because that's all you're seeing on the internet, and the internet especially for wellness culture in this sense is like where people are getting their criteria and they're getting their goals, like we've talked about. So when you see that, you say, oh, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't afford that. I don't have that. I don't live in a city. I don't live alone.
I don't live on a farm.
I have, you know, whatever.
All ways to
I would
see
love
it.
To live on a farm. I really would. Yeah. I would love to delete my phone and just go live on a farm.
One day.
In the middle of...
Not today, but one day.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So the truth is that there are different levels of wellness. Anybody can journal, meditate, work out for free. Like, anybody can do that with the time and money that resources that anyone has. But there's also this luxury side to it with boutique fitness classes, expensive products, expensive food, expensive treatments, all of this stuff that, you know, one, a lot of people do not have the time and money to afford, but then also even for people that do, it's just not even worth it to like do all of those things. It can be also a waste of your time and money, and it gives you this skewed perspective of what wellness is. It's not the boutique fitness class and then a green juice and a lymphatic drainage massage and every day you're spending 3 hours on this and $200 plus. Like, it does not have to be that, and that's not what it is. It's about feeling healthy, having a connection with yourself, and there's a lot of ways that you could do that for free, supplemented with, you know, maybe your favorite fitness class or a gym membership or your favorite meal sometimes. But it's not just that.
For a reasonable price.
Or for, like, an Amazon workout outfit rather than every single Alo Yoga set, and maybe you have, like, a couple of your favorite other ones.
No, we've talked about this.
I know, we've talked about it, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be perfect, because I think the obsession with perfection is also another big con that can come with wellness culture, because there's just, you know, again, this emphasis on being perfect, and that can obviously result in neglecting your social life, neglecting like anything else, an unhealthy obsession with being perfect, looking perfect, body image, any of those things. And that's just not what it's about at the end of the day. So when it comes to the debate between hustle culture and wellness culture, which actually has become less of a debate and more of a conversation, because I think even from the beginning, our premise was like, what's the in-between? Can we pick and choose to take some pros from each without the cons? I think yes, because I think most of the cons come from a mindset of comparison or a mindset of trying to achieve perfection on either side. And so I think that if we can drop those things and those mindsets overall, then you can take something from each, because you can take the ambition and the hard work, and you can also take the peace and the calm and the health. And as long as you don't have these high levels of comparison or high levels of stress or high pressures of achieving perfection, then you can manage the best parts of both of those at the same time.
We didn't even get to highs, lows, and goals. I kept being like, oh, we'll talk about it when there's a break conversation.
And then actually we just had the entire conversation.
So yeah, that's awesome. If you want to set your own highs, lows, and goals, dude, now's the time.
Now's the time.
At the end of the episode. But thank you guys for listening. I hope this was a good conversation. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope maybe you see parts of yourself in either of it and find yourself in the middle. And if you're finding yourself in strongly in one or the other and it's not serving you, then there you have options. It. There you have it. You have options.
And also to know that, you know, wherever you are at and whatever you're doing in life, just do the best for yourself and define your own goals, because you know that every single person on this earth deals with different things, has a different baseline, has different responsibilities and opportunities and things like that. And so, you know, strive to be the best version of yourself, strive to achieve what is the best for you. But, you know, please drop the need for perfection, especially when it is somebody else's definition of perfection and not even your own to begin with.
Thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow along besides just the show, obviously you can follow us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening. And if you want to give us a rating,
we appreciate it.
You can give a number rating on Spotify and you can give a number and comment rating on Apple. And we read those and we really appreciate when you guys do give a rating. It helps the show get to new listeners. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, at Anne Catherine Kneen, at Caroline Kneen, at Girls with Goals Pod. Those are all linked in the show notes below. So you can just click on over, check it all out. And oh, the merch is also linked in the show notes below.
Oh yeah, it's always down there.
It's always down there.
And we appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye. Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.